Metanoia, what the Bible actually means by repent, the word behind the word. When the New Testament says repent, the underlying Greek word is metanoia, and it means a change of mind. Not a wince of guilt, not a bad feeling that passes by lunchtime, but a turn in the whole set of your thinking and living. Picture a man striding cheerfully down a road, sure he is headed home, who suddenly grasps that he has been walking the wrong way the entire afternoon. The important thing is not that he blushes. The important thing is that he turns around. That turning is the metanoia. The word appears 22 times in the New Testament, translated as repentance or repent in the King James Version, and something in it gets flattened each time. Why repentance is too small a coat for it? Now you may object that repent is a perfectly good word, and there is nothing wrong with it. Fair enough. It is not wrong. It has simply been worn thin until it sounds mostly like a scolding. Careful readers have felt this for a long time. Some scholars have called repentance an unsuitable or wholly inadequate translation. Consider the difference between feeling sorry about a bad diet and actually changing what sits in your kitchen. The first is a mood. The second is a new arrangement of your life. Metanoia is the second. Bill Mounce's lexicon glosses it as change of mind, repentance, and even carries a practical sense of reformation. How the old translators shaped what we hear. Here is where the history matters. For centuries, the Western Church read the Bible in Latin, and there, metanoia became penitentia, a word that carried connotations of penance and contrition not present in the Greek. This was no trick. It is what happens whenever you carry a word from one house of language to another. Something is always left on the doorstep. Later, Martin Luther pressed the point in a letter to Staupitz, arguing the word could mean a changing of mind and heart, with the grace of God included, not merely acts of penance. John Calvin noted that two words meet here like two hands at one task. The Hebrew for repentance means turning. The Greek means a change of mind and purpose. Turning to God and laying aside the old self. One word, several emphases across the church. The traditions agree that something real must change, and they emphasize the change differently. Catholic. Metanoia is worked out in ongoing sorrow for sin and turning from it, expressed through confession and absolution. A role repentance plays in Catholic, Lutheran, Orthodox, and Anglican traditions alike, like a wound tended by a physician rather than merely a private resolve. Orthodox. Metanoia is a lifelong reorientation, and it is also embodied in a physical prostration called a metanoia. The body echoing what the soul is doing. Protestant. The weight falls on the inward, spirit-worked change of mind that then bears fruit in a changed life. In the Reformed Ordo Salutis, repentance is generally held to follow faith. These are real differences of emphasis, not a quarrel about whether change is needed. What this means when you read the word repent. So when John the Baptist or Jesus says repent, hear metanoia. Not only be sorry, but see differently, and therefore live differently. And be honest that this is hard. You can no more talk yourself into a changed mind than into loving a stranger by an act of will. Something must be given, not merely decided. The best thing you can do is read the passages yourself and weigh them without taking anyone's summary as final. Continue studying. Save this article to return to the key verses or open our articles on salvation and the Christian life to follow the question of how faith and repentance fit together. This article was written and narrated by Ezra, Feazin's editorial study assistant. Ezra is an AI